It's our Wide Open Road, the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford.
We were on the road yesterday, did a Northern Arizona loop, left the Roadrunner Cafe and Saloon at about 8 o'clock in the morning. We met with Lance and took our Rosie on the House Sanderson Ford promotional transit through the Northern Arizona Loop, visiting all of our partners. First hit Prescott, then we went up to Ash Fork, went over to Williams, and had a great cheeseburger at the Cruisers, old cafe right on Route 66 in downtown Williams on Route 66. And that was an incredible cheeseburger. I would go back just for that. All the rodeos we've been to at Williams, you'd never have time to leave the rodeo, get over to downtown, have something to eat, because the waiting sometimes down in that area.
Yeah. Time of year, it's packed with people taking the train and doing all that stuff, too. Yeah.
And they've got their steam engine Saturdays kicking off between now and like October in Williams along the. Have you ever taken that train?
Just to do the Polar.
The Polar, you have
Express,
taken
just
that?
A little ways out.
Yeah, you have to go in the daytime, and we're gonna have a train show in April. Talk about what's coming up with the steam engine going out. Did you go ahead?
Well, it came across Flagstaff, down through Cornville, and we'll talk about a little bit in our Outdoor Living Hour next. Just the amount of water, but with all of this rain and all the different sites that it creates. Yesterday morning, going across Carefree Highway, coming up to Lake Pleasant, there was this heavy fog across the whole lake. And as you drive down underneath the dam, that fog came over and covered that entire dry riverbed going down. It probably wasn't dry yesterday. Yesterday morning, it might have actually been running a little bit. But there is a weather photos are wanted at the Arizona Republic. We'll post the email you can submit them to. But there were people pulled over everywhere taking pictures yesterday.
So there was an atmospheric river. We didn't really see it here in Phoenix.
The amount of water in every single river and stream, and we'll cover all the different tributaries you drive over on those routes and what they look like. But we'll post this. You send it to mike.meister@arizonarepublic.com. If you had
Facebook.
A good weather photo from Arizona from this week.
Well, your sister Julia in Minnesota posted a little video to our chat of Oak Creek Canyon and the waterfall. Wow, what a treat that would be.
And there's already wildflowers galore. I mean, it's just going to be in another couple of weeks. If you want to take a little road trip to see wildflowers, I don't think it matters where you go.
As long as we don't heat up, we'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, heating up will make them pop. They just won't last as long.
Yeah, we don't want to fry them. Yeah.
What are some of your favorite places? You know, kind of out there by the Galero Mountains where this Power Ranch shootout was, as you get down off those foothills isn't a bad area to go enjoy some beautiful Arizona scenery.
You know, the old highway to Tucson, so through Florence Junction, down through Oracle, that's usually pretty good. Picacho Peak is very famous, obviously. The Apache Trail is, you know, and there's a lot of wildflowers around Roosevelt Lake and, you know, along the Apache Trail. If you want to
stop at Tortilla Flat for your cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Is that all you think about?
Cheeseburgers.
Well,
best
we just had Roger Nader in last week. That's right.
After Chasers yesterday. Yeah.
Roger got us on a cheeseburger.
I was going to say, Romy's going to have his own cheeseburger book now.
You can hike and have a cheeseburger. You can drive and have a cheeseburger. You know, whatever you want.
And if you just want to see poppies, between here and Bartlett Lake. There's just amazing amounts.
You've seen them?
Oh, no, I don't know about yet. But when it's good, which it will be this year, the drive from here to Horseshoe or here to Bartlett Lake is pretty darn good, and it's pretty close. I mean, you can...
It's been a few years since I've taken that drive because after the Cave Creek Complex fire, I really didn't want to see that area again for a while. But I bet with all this rain, it's going to be just a green blanket.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, there's obviously burnt trees still sticking up and cactus skeletons, but the other stuff, the grasses and the shrubs and the forbs and the flowers are pretty spectacular in that spot. And then as spring turns into summer, you know, you can just go higher, you know, because it's going to be really good in the high country this year too. So
Bloody Basin,
you know, take the road to the White Mountains, you know, through Payson up on the rim over towards, you know, the Pine Top Sholo, you know, and that McNary in that area is going to be pretty spectacular.
Well, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you aren't looking very hard. There was just a few ideas and suggestions for you around this beautiful state of Arizona. And we'll be back at the 8 o'clock hour, Outdoor Living Hour. We have Jay Harper already in studio, as you've heard. If you've got a landscape or garden question, you can talk with 4th-generation Arizona, 3rd-generation gardener at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions at 411-923 or send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com.